Padam, padam. We have Michelle. Michelle, is it padam? Padam. I'm not sure. What is it, Michelle?
I think it's padam, padam, like a heartbeat, you know?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even work
Because that's
out.
The idea, isn't it, behind the song, that her heartbeat's going padam, padam.
Yes, so we have a Michelle back in the studio, a regular now, on a Thursday after 5. How are you doing, Michelle?
Great.
What are we talking about today?
So, well, just going to keep talking about our yoga and how yoga helps with stress today. So just thought I'd explain it a little bit more. And then I've got a little exercise. So we're not going to breathe today. We are going to breathe. Hopefully you're all breathing. Please don't stop breathing, especially if you're driving. Suddenly we'll have all these traffic reports of accidents of people passing out because they've held their breath. But so today... I'm going to talk about how yoga actually works in managing our stress. And I was talking a bit about it last week, about the breathing technique. Today we are going to do a bit of an exercise, but the idea behind yoga for stress relief is that it activates a relaxation response in our bodies. So we all know we have a nervous system in the body, right? But our nervous system is actually broken down into different kinds. We have 4 different kinds of nervous systems. We have the autonomic, so that's the things that we do that we don't have to think about. So like our heart beating, our brain working, our respiratory system working, that's autonomic. We have a central nervous system. And within the central nervous system, we have what we call parasympathetic and sympathetic. Sorry, I'm becoming a total science nerd here. And I'm just waiting for Joe to jump in with a question.
No, well, I'm still thinking of padam, padam. I'm still going back to that now with the heart. When you
see, that would be autonomic.
System. There we go. Now I'm getting it now. I get it now. Carry on.
Anyways, so the idea behind stress, though, is stress dates back to when we were cave people, and it was our way of getting out of danger. So if we were in a stressful situation, our heart rate goes up, our breathing increases, it helps circulate blood to our body so that we run away from the danger, right? Run away from saber-toothed tiger. And that's pretty much what happens in our everyday lives now. Work causes that stress. Our body's telling us to run away from work. Don't. You might get fired, unless you're the boss. And then you just book a holiday. But so now we need to learn techniques to turn that kind of system off. So we have a parasympathetic nervous system, which counteracts that effect, basically. And so that's where yoga steps in. So with yoga, we learn to breathe slower. We control the breathing. We learn to regulate our systems. So last week, I was talking about how breathing, we can do different things with it. So breathing for digestion, breathing for calming ourselves, anxiety, and the exercises as well help. The postures help with calming us down. And the idea behind is it slows the heartbeat down. So it acts like a gas pedal, right, on our body. It slows the heart rate down a bit, slows the breathing down a bit. And then that way it sends signals to our brain to relax, right?
So, as you said that, sometimes I wish it was on TV, you could see, because you put your arms out, didn't you? Like, the relax.
And relax.
Right? Yeah, and when you move your arms, I felt quite relaxed then. Sorry, I jumped in again. Go on, Kate.
If only you had me on webcam, you could see my arms flying around.
Just don't even think I'm here. Don't worry. Carry on.
So that's the idea behind a regular yoga practice. The regular yoga practice, the more and more often you come, people do say that do tend to calm down and find ways of stress relief. And I was talking to one of my yogis today. She's actually been on her foster daughter, who's a wee little baby, but using some of the techniques. She's been putting the omming down in the background. She said, like I said, it's white noise. When I used to teach mom and baby yoga, we used to put it on in the background and just calms the babies right down. So if there's anyone has a newborn that's stressed out, putting on some Buddhist omming will work. Magic. And then same, like a lot of the techniques that we use on the babies, we can use on ourselves to calm us down and go to sleep and stuff. So one of the things I wanted to do with you today is stress. And I doubt you're stressful, though. But this stressful. I doubt you're stressed, not stressful. So I'm just trying to think. So this one is, you know, when we get stressed, we also tend to clench our jaw, grind our teeth, that kind of thing. We start getting tension, headaches, usually when we're really stressed because we're squeezing. Sure. So we're going to do an exercise for that.
Normally you're up against my ears.
I can't believe that. Yeah. Honestly, Joe, I don't know what you do in life that's so stressful.
I just think I'm just one of those people that get stressed really easily. I take too much on your shoulders sometimes. But you know what I mean?
You must be really calm today after West Ham.
No, I'm not. I'm still not. It's just like, yeah, because now I'm stressing about the rest of the season. So, it's not even started yet. So, but anyway, so, I digress.
That's fine.
I'll start talking about football again. You never stop me. Go on, Michelle. So these breathing exercises then, for like when you're grinding your teeth and things like that, this helps with all that.
Yeah. So today's is not a breathing exercise. Oh, it's actually a face kind of yoga exercise.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Go on then.
So, honestly, you should have the webcam going. This would be funny. Anyone can do this at home. So what I want you to do, I'm just going to take off one of the little headphones.
Yeah.
And so what you'll feel between, like in the jaw, you might feel if you open your jaw really wide. So open the wide and you might hear a clicking sound.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So that's, I call them the masticator muscles. They've got a fancy name. But that's the muscles that hold basically your lower jaw in place to the rest of your skull. And that's what gets really tense. And so when you're opening it up, that clicking is that tight muscle. Mm. Right. So we're going to do jaw gurning to relieve it.
Gurning? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. When people say gurning, it's the one where people have got no teeth and they put like a horseshoe around them.
Okay.
That's a different thing, though.
I'm a bit concerned. I'm just
carry on, then, Michelle. So
if you're at home, you can do this. Or even if you're in the car and you're driving, you can do this. So we're going to start by opening the mouth really wide. Yeah. I brushed my teeth today and I ate lots of mints.
I guess I'm glad you're right over the other end of the studio. Right, here we go.
So open your mouth really wide.
Sure.
And then just while the mouth is really wide, just swish it side to side. I don't know how else to say it.
Mm. So left to right.
Left to right.
Your bottom of your jaw, left to right.
Yeah.
Yeah, got that.
So you can do that a couple times.
Mm. It's still cracking.
Yeah, exactly. And then try going one way. So go clockwise with the jaw. So imagine circling it. And then circling it the other way. Mm. I cannot imagine what this looks like. I have never watched myself in the mirror do this. And then just a few times. So you can keep doing this a few times. It'll keep clicking, but eventually what will happen when you do stop, you'll feel it a little bit more relaxed in the jaw and just releasing any tension in the face. And again, and stop the kind of grinding of the teeth.
Sure. Mm.
Yeah. How's that feel, Joe?
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it doesn't hurt, but I suppose I don't really do any exercises for it. But yeah. It's the left to the right thing, yeah. But I suppose you just do it at your own comfort as well, really.
That's it. It's not like you're going to build little biceps in the jar or anything.
Yeah, it'd be really good. Yeah, but I see what you're saying because, again, it's just about relaxation, isn't it? So even when you're breathing or doing anything like that, so, yeah.
And I think it's hard because we're smiling away at the same time. Normally, in a yoga class, you'll be like laying there calmly doing it and then the face just completely relaxes.
So the best position to be doing that is if like you're sitting down. So like say in a car's fine as well. So you just
absolutely
relax as you possibly can be and then just move that around. And what's that called again?
Jaw gurning.
Jaw gurning.
Yeah. I was going to say the other thing it might make you do and some of our listeners might, if they're doing it, they might find that they start yawning. Mm. And that's, again, a relaxation response. It's your body's way of starting to take in more deep breaths and start to calm yourself down. So if you do start yawning, and I'm about to yawn now.
Yeah, if you want to. There's no scientific reason for that. When someone yawns, another person does.
That's weird, exactly, right? But it is. And so when you start yawning, and I always find if I'm really stressed or I'm about to get like a tension headache or a migraine, I start yawning lots. My body will start yawning lots, and it's just trying to take in more breaths and calm ourselves down.
Brilliant. Oh, that's brilliant. So we can all, and now, long do you, what, once or twice a day is okay? Or for
however often you are stressed.
Oh, okay then. So that's...
So in between songs, Joe.
In between songs. Talking about songs, we're going to have a break. And then what's the request that you've got today?
Oh, yeah. So one of my lovely yogis, Yvonne, has requested A Natural Woman by Aretha Franklin.
Brilliant. And all your episodes now, as we call them there, up on Drive or Joe Bailey on the phoenixfm.com website. And I've put them down as episodes so then people can actually follow it in line if they've only just tuned in for the first time. I think that's quite a nice thing to do. Yeah, because I'm still doing the one with my fingers.
I needed that for traffic today.
Oh, did you? Yeah, you was a bit stressed, wasn't you? I hope you was doing those jaw movement things.
I was between that, yelling, and Satanamas.
Okay. right. Now, all the details, again, will be for Michelle, where you can find her, all her classes. It'll all be online as well. But you just want to shout your website again.
Oh, yeah. It's www.anahatayogawithmichelle.com. No, .co.uk, not com. Brilliant. .co.uk.
Brilliant. Cheers again, Michelle. I can't wait. See you next week.
See you next week.